Good morning and welcome, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio tonight, no exception. We head into the fourth and final hour, the home stretch, as I call it, and we are taking your phone calls. Open lines if you'd like to exercise your right to speak freely. Feel free. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And don't forget our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. And we're chatting with Mike in Minnesota. Welcome back. By the way, I spoke with Webmaster James just the other day, and he said that the archives were being moved from one server to another, so they should be back up on our website very soon.
Thanks.
So, sure.
That's very gratifying.
Yeah, and if there's any...
I'm one of those people who, I hate to say it, I miss many of your live broadcasts, even when they were in the morning.
Sure.
I hate to say it.
Okay.
I admit it, but you know, I value you so much. And I literally, like, when I heard Red Elk come on the other day at, like, 11 o'clock at night, it's like, I could not get off of this.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, pronouncing Red Elk to be anything of this or anything of that, except
right.
that the man is in tune, and mm-hmm. he's leading us.
I know.
He's putting together pieces of the truth, and I can't put the words in my mouth to say what I need to say.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Your words thus far have been extraordinarily powerful, and those prayers that you gave out, very, very appreciated.
I believe in every word that comes out of my mouth, Frank.
I know you do. I can tell.
And man, it's coming out across the airwaves now, and this is what Christ said, you know, just prior to, you know, the end days and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, the Word of God is going to, you know. And God, you know, when Red Elk talks about God in terms of Dad, Papa, I mean, mm-hmm. man, that hit me so hard in the heart. I just, you know, it's like.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's. You know, and that's the interesting thing. Radio has always been a pain in the behind for me. It probably always will be. It's certainly, you know, I've been in bigger markets, certainly bigger than...
You were chosen to do.
Well, you know, and that's what I feel, and it's a burden, and I hate it a lot of times.
It's my burden, too.
Sure.
I realize what I was chosen to do, and every time I've tried to get out of it, Frank, honestly, this
yeah.
is the truth. Every time I've tried to get out of it, something has come in my way to make it so beneficial to stay in it.
God has an amazing way of working, and certainly an amazing sense of humor. Well, what I told him at one point, you know, I had always getting threats of being kicked off the air and all sorts of different things. I had my salary cut last year, chopped down pretty substantial. And, you know, there's always worries and worries and worries about different things. And radio is such a fickle industry. People getting canned all the time, sometimes for politics, sometimes for legitimate things. Most of the time, just for outright fabrications. That happens to me all the time.
I've never been able to understand the radio industry.
No one can.
And I've seen DJs that have just made, you know, and they were, you know, pretty much what you call outrageous.
Yeah.
And they had captive audiences to where I saw people were pulling over on the sides of the road laughing so hard that they could not drive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
God, I could not believe. But those guys got fired 3 days later.
Yeah.
You got to stop and think about it. Well, why would anybody fire up for this kind of an audience reception?
That's right. It's a bizarre thing, my friend. Hang on if you'd like. Folks, another quick break. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Taking your calls, open lines for the remainder of the hour if you'd like. You're more than welcome to participate. It's very easy. 800-313-9443. And, Mike, you know, some of the things that you had mentioned I'd like to comment on. You know, like I said, radio has been such a difficult hardship that at some point I think I was sort of beaten into surrender, which is something we're supposed to do anyway. I just gave it to God, and I said, you sort it out. You sort out the paycheck. You sort out the hours. You sort out the guests. You make it happen, and I'll just go where I'm led. So I know that. Yeah, exactly. And it took, you know, I'm a stubborn guy. I've always been stubborn, you know.
Welcome to the crowd.
Yeah. it's very, very difficult. You know, I'm Irish. It's very difficult for me to just acquiesce with things. And I've never been good at being part of anything. I've always kind of gone my own way, but. You know, I know that when I feel led to have a guest on, which is most of the time, there's somebody out there that hopefully is getting what they need out of it. Somebody somewhere, and even if it doesn't make sense to me, or even if it doesn't make sense to some listeners out there, there's somebody somewhere that is supposed to hear that, and maybe that's why you just happen to be listening live, you know, that night, and you heard that. So
thank God for your spiritual ears. I really do, because you are hearing, Frank, for a multitude, and I cannot obviously express my own gratitude. And I cannot express my own gratitude for those who are chair sitters, information sponges, whatever they might be. But the bottom line comes down to is the information's coming out. Let all those who have ears to hear, let them hear.
Amen. Okay. You know, I was...
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I was talking to John Statmiller today, and, you know, just catching up. We don't, obviously, our hours are very bizarre. We don't get a lot of chance to catch up.
I don't know how you do it in this new schedule. I could understand a little bit. I used to start my day with you, and then when you change schedules, it's like, holy crap, I can't, you know, I'm like, I can't get Frank when I'm, you know, used to hearing you in the morning and your bumper music pumping me up, you know. That was great in the morning, but you're, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know
how you're going to handle that, but you know what? God gives us that ability to adapt.
And
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and I, you know, I was talking to John, and I said, you know, I said, just have faith, John. I said, all these things are going to work out. I know it's incredibly difficult, but that's a good thing. That means you're doing good things. And I really believe that that God moves on all of us, and he certainly is utilizing, you know, this network, John Statmiller and all the hosts, to get this information out. And obviously, you know, when we get phone calls like this, it's immeasurably gratifying and humbling. So thank you.
I hope you accept this in the manner that it was given, and this is from the heart, your heart. And then, you know, Dad is Dad, and he's in all of this, and I know that he is working in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I hear, you know, John talk, and I don't feel that, but at the root of my heart, I have to believe that John does.
Yeah.
Or he wouldn't be in this as hard as he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing as, like, you know, even me, even when I'm, you know, I'm sitting here chatting on one Patriot Network, talking to those people there about what you're saying on the RBN network, and it's not an issue of network versus network, it's an issue of information out. Can I not state that hard enough in the biggest letters? Information out, information out, information out. Getting this information out. You know, I'm throwing up, you know, a computer and my internet connection in the evening and all of my upload speeds and, well, goodness sakes, it's 160 gigabytes just for one guy's program.
Wow.
And simply to prepare people, simply so they will know how to react and understand, not necessarily react and understand, it's simply once they react, if they're still alive, and can understand what's happened if they're still alive, this is how you're going to have to go about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm sure you probably heard it already. It's Mo Greitz's DVD Spike Training.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen any of that?
No, never seen it.
I'm not going to push another network on one network, okay, and this is blah, blah, blah. They all work together for God's good. But the bottom line comes down to this guy's come on this other network and he's offered this program. You know, at $700, I just about bought it, okay? Then he had a $500 issue, and it was a special for Christmas, and oh, my gosh, I just could not afford it. So then when he came down, somebody else came down and said, listen, I'm going to buy all the DVD, actually it was tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put it all from video tape onto DVD, and that brought the price down to $200. And at that point, this guy, Bo Greitz, says, you know, everybody can buy this at $200. It's not a big deal, and you know, and pass it out. And so I did, and I bought it, and you know, I made four copies of it for all four of my sons. Actually, four of them that can use it, and the fifth one he's coming along.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, and I contacted them and said, how serious are you about distributing this to the people who really need it? And he said, I'm serious to the point, you know, I don't need any money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure it gets out there.
Wow.
So at that point, you know, I'm taking one computer and I'm taking one hard drive with about 175 gigabytes of data to put 39 DVDs.
Wow.
All on one, and they're all in ISO files, one single file, each DVD. And then when a person gets it, they can download it and burn it, the disk image, right to their own DVD. And these things cover everything.
Wow.
From, you know, essentially from map reading to field medicine to what you can eat out of the woods to how to use water to field dentistry to target acquisition to disarmament to how to survive a SWAT team assault. It's just amazing.
That's fantastic.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The bottom line, what I want to come down to is that there are so many joints working in the same direction, and I just want to reaffirm and strengthen the patriot community.
Amen.
Because we are all doing the same thing. If you can get off your butt and do something, that's positive.
That's right.
Just get off your butt and stop being an information sponge.
Well said.
That's all I'm. That's all I want to get across to you. What do you got, 45 minutes left in your program?
Yeah.
You really run this thing 4 hours? I just can't hardly believe this. Yeah. You're going to run it till 3 o'clock in the morning central?
Yep.
My goodness. That's not coming through on the archives.
What is not?
Not coming through.
What do you mean?
Not coming through. And when we look at some of the archive links, they only take us to 1 or 2 hours of your program.
Wow.
They never take us to 4 hours.
Interesting.
We're missing the big thing, okay, but that doesn't matter. If I'm going to put one computer up on the internet, you know, on my connection to upload at a meg per minute, whatever it is, you know, it's the biggest connection I could possibly buy. And then I'm going to also set the other, I'm going to put another one up there just to download yours. And so eventually we'll all cycle through and your programs will be available off of my computers too.
Well, you're very kind, and if you're needing...
You're the very kind one. One who's doing the groundwork. Man, don't you understand how grateful we are? I am, because this is really, really... You know, Frank, the hour is so short. It is so short. And people who don't understand their Creator, understand God, and understand their Savior... You know, and we've been so misled, so many of us, over so many years.
Yeah.
It's. I came up like you did. I did. I was the altar boy.
Yeah.
I was the altar boy. I was the choir singer.
Oh, yeah, I was in the choir, too. Yeah.
I did it through the School of Penguins.
Well, that's... We have apparently a lot in common, my friend. If there's any old shows that you're desperate to find, I may know some angles, some people who may have them. So just keep in touch with me.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank
you. I'm
going
to get off the line. Other people need to talk to you and reaffirm, you know, their faith in RBN, their faith in Frank Whalen, and what you're doing. And the guests that you bring on are absolutely unbelievable to us. Who are out here on the fringe, and I am out on the fringe, believe me. I just thank God I have the internet connection that I do have. It's just amazing being out here in the sticks the way I am. But thank you so much, Frank.
God bless you,
Mike. I'm going to get off the line, man. Take care, and I mean, God bless you and your family, and John, his family. And I just want to pronounce a blessing of strength on all of you. And a wall between all that is coming against you and yourselves.
God bless you, Mike. And the same to you, my friend. Amazing, amazing stuff. Stay with us, folks. We're back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Good morning. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Open lines here this hour. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. I got to thank Mike again. Lots of kind words. And yes, you know, there's turmoil out there, folks. We're all sort of being tossed and tumbled around in the mix. But this, you know, I host the show. The show is my name attached, but it's our show. Information is a giant umbrella, and there's a lot of things beneath that umbrella, and it is vital. That's how we all learn and grow. Now, I've said this many, many times. I'm relatively young and extraordinarily unqualified to tell you guys anything. Don't take anything I say as fact or as gospel. Go and seek your own answers, your own truths. Share them. Share your opinions with us. That's what the show is about. And as a result of the sharing, we all learn. We all get to see things through new eyes, through new experiences, new perspectives, and then, therefore, new opportunities arise. It's an amazing thing. It truly is. And I'm very, very honored to be in this position and being able to speak with you this evening, as always. Mary in Georgia, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hi, Frank.
Hi. How are you?
All right.
Wonderful.
I want to make your show fair and balanced, like
okay.
Fox News says they are, but
sure.
They're not.
So you're going to make my show into Fox News. Please do.
No, I'm going to make yours really fair and balanced.
Okay.
That last caller you had talking about Red Elk being on and everything,
mm-hmm.
I've listened to Red Elk a lot, and I agree with a lot he says, but with this dad and papa thing, I see kind of a vice versa situation because... Now I know another caller called in one night when I was talking to you and said she was tired of people using the Bible to justify things. But, you know, that's one, I feel like that's one thing we have to go by other than the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
And I'm sure a lot of people, as a matter of fact, I know a lot of people will take verses out of context and use them for what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've got with this Dad and Papa thing is when the people asked Jesus how to pray, he said, pray our Heavenly Father who is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the rest of that.
Sure.
He also said, call no man on earth your father, for you only have one father, and that's your Father in heaven. Now, here comes this people calling God Dad and Papa, and yet they're calling priest in the Catholic Church Father this and Father that.
Mm-hmm.
I see a problem there somehow.
Well, I can understand that.
Well,
I mean, what?
Go ahead.
No, I can understand that. I don't agree with it. And the reason why I don't agree with it is because I think it is as simple as anything else. If you look at Christ's words, I mean, he basically said that there were two main, you know, and this is all in the scripture, of course, of what is the most important commandments, and that's all laid out there for people to see for themselves. But I do think that if you look at the law of the time, the law is extraordinarily complex, okay? And then, you know, Jesus kind of simplified everything. And I think that God knows your heart. I really do. And I think if you call him God, or you call him Yahweh, or you call him Father, or Heavenly Father, or my Heavenly Father, or our Heavenly Father, or anything like that, or Dad, or Papa, or Daddy, or any of that stuff, I think he knows your heart. I think he knows that you're speaking to him. I don't think he takes offense. I really don't think that God is that offended by what we would be doing, our, you know, his creation. I don't think that we're going to really step on his toes. I don't think that God gets blindsided when you pray and you're like, hey, Dad, and he's like, what? I can't believe you would say that to me. This is God, all-knowing, all-seeing, and you've shocked him by calling him Dad? That's unlikely.
No,
but I see what you're saying, and I think that if you have the right love and respect in your heart, I don't see the problem. I really don't. I mean, if you look at the word, let's say Father, if you're praying our Heavenly Father, now how many different languages is the word Father the same? Well, probably zero. Okay, so, you know, I don't speak many, but I know a few words in some. I know how to say I'll take two beers in Spanish, but that's about it. You know, and where's the bathroom? You know, things like that. But as far as languages go, I mean, it's a different word in every language. So then you'd have to ask yourself, well, then are we talking about, you know, it being written in Greek, you know, Greek for Father, because, you know, the Bible was written in Greek. But then Jesus maybe didn't speak Greek. So what language was he speaking in? And therefore, what word do we technically use? The more you overthink that, the less you get away from the intent and the purpose and the meaning. And I think the main thing, the Lord's Prayer is extraordinarily important. If you've ever, and I know you have, Mary, if you've ever picked it apart and looked at the message in that prayer, it is unbelievable. There are so many key elements to faith and simple things. And I just think that the more, you know, the legalisms kind of get in there about these things, about the different ways to pray. And everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I don't begrudge them that at all. But I think it's the message. It's the intent. What is the Lord's Prayer saying? Give us this day our daily bread. That means we have to rely on God every single day. Not saying, God, give me a big fat bank account that I can live off of for the rest of my life. It's every single day he provides everything you need and nothing more. You know, things like that. And then you can go ahead and look back at Exodus, for example, and the manna. And they were not to collect more manna than they could eat. And when they tried, it just rotted on them. And except for, of course, on the Sabbath, when it didn't rot, it actually did keep. So, you know, things like that. There are so many deep, deep and impressive and important truths to the Lord's Prayer and to the Scriptures that can get lost. I know you mentioned about Catholicism. I've known many Catholic priests who could quote me verse and probably do it forwards, backwards, in several different languages, tell me how many words, how many letters are in each individual scripture. But do they understand what it means? So I think I'm going to need to hold you over. I'm sorry, Mary, if you don't mind. We're up to another break here. We're back in three with your phone calls and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinance it, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it. Watch me! I got it.
Welcome back. Got a good 25 minutes left in the program, ladies and gentlemen. Anxious to hear from you. You're more than welcome to weigh in, 800-313-9443. Let's get back to... Oh, Mary hung up? Well, that's tragic. I wanted to hear what her response would be. But, yeah, we've been having some telephonic difficulties. Maybe she was just disconnected. But Mary, I applaud you. I think it's great. You know, everybody... You have to discern for yourselves what exactly is going on. And I'm familiar with everything she's mentioning. And, you know, yeah, calling, you know, calling priests and Catholicism father, maybe that would be an issue for some. I don't know. I just never really thought about it too much because I was in Catholicism long before I had read that particular scripture. And I thought, how intriguing is that? But then again, I do think this, that when it comes to faith, you have to go where you're led. Mary mentioned about the Holy Spirit guiding you, and you got to do it in that fashion. I think it's important that all of us do that. So you can, you know, religion is different than faith. Faith is simple. You know, how many, you know, references are there in the Bible to children? Be as like children, faith of a child, you know, so on and so forth. Children have simple faith. It's very easy. Okay, when a child comes home from school or whatever, they wonder what's for dinner. They don't wonder if dinner's going to be there. You see what I mean? They just trust. They have faith. And I think that there's something to that, and I think it's something that we all could learn from. But I understand. I know a lot of people are very particular about that. And hey, Who wouldn't be, right? This is you're talking about God. You're talking about the Bible. You're talking about faith. You don't want to screw it up. You don't want to be there on Judgment Day. You know, the big guy's up there, and he's like, hey, Frank, guess what? You made some mistakes. And then he'll say, you called me Dad, or you called me God instead of Yahweh, or you called me Father instead of Yahweh, or you called me Father instead of Heavenly Father, whatever it may be. You don't want to make a mistake like that. But again, you can worry yourself into those circles of legalisms and make things incredibly complicated. I'm not telling you not to. Go where you're led. Whatever you think. That's the important thing. It's your issue between you and God. And if God tells you he prefers to be called one thing rather than another, then so be it. You go with that. Don't listen to me. It's just that for me, myself, I've found quite a bit of amazing information the more I've looked and the more I've tried to say, I've come out of a complicated doctrine, something filled with a lot of different rules and regulations and structure, and it baffled me, and it limited me. And as I was able to get out and realize the simplicity of faith without man's involvement, without human beings and their capacity to corrupt and divert and complicate things, it was a very freeing experience for me, needless to say. And it's been a long process. It's still ongoing, and thank God for that, right? We all had it all figured out. Why would we even be waking up every morning? Let's continue with the calls. Tim in Washington, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, it's Tim Ventura.
Tim Ventura?
Yeah, from Earth Anti-Gravity. Sorry,
yes.
Joseph Farrell.
Absolutely.
To...
Wow. Well, you're live on the air, my friend.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Kind of a mundane evening on this end. I'm just doing labels for some new products I'm releasing.
Oh, wonderful.
So, fighting my own technology battles tonight.
Yeah.
What can I help you with? I mean, as far as the website and stuff.
Well, it's definitely, what I want to do is I want to have you on the program, of course, in the very near future. Hopefully we can talk and set up something. But, you know, you feel free to give out the website to everybody, because it's phenomenal, and there's just so much information there. It's just astounding.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's AmericanAntiGravity.com, and it started out as an open-source project and still is in spirit. We're a nonprofit. We're very not-profitable, so, you know, I like to think of it that way. It helps ease the pain, I guess. But, I've been covering conferences recently, which is kind of a different thing for me, you know, hopping on board planes and doing stuff like that. And so I've just got data coming out of my ears. Mm. But I've been putting up these conference videos with these scientists and physicists talking about where space technology is going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to see how stuff evolves, I guess, along those lines.
Wow.
We have what you might call fringe science and mainstream science are really starting to come together. You know, and I don't think anybody ever thought that would happen. So,
yeah. It is pretty amazing. And I remember thinking, you know, deep thoughts about things like Star Trek, as, you know, all kids are wont to do. And I remember saying, gosh, you know, you've got all these things in the little Star Trek universe, and they call them like, oh, these are nanites, and this is warp technology, and this is this sort of propulsion. And then, you know, these things, as time progresses, of course, you see these things, you know, start to make it into news stories, and different projects are being worked on, and you're saying, well, gosh, are they naming it because it was on Star Trek first, or is Star Trek, is it really that sort of prescient? But it is an amazing thing to watch, like you said, science fiction and science reality sort of marry up and take steps forward together, and it's overwhelming sometimes.
Well, you know, the other part also is, I call it God, call it fate, whatever, but I like to call it fate, but I think that the hand of destiny does play a role in all of our lives in different ways. And, you know, you talked about your radio career, and I don't know much about that, but, I know in my own experience, I got into the anti-gravity stuff when I was 16, I think.
Oh, wow.
I've worked on it after hours for years and went into telecom and for some reason just came back home to it. And the weird thing is when I'm doing that, everything seems to work. But when I do other stuff, you know, it's just twice as difficult and I get half as much done. So,
yes.
You know, I kind of keep coming home to mama, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think everybody has that thing, you know, sometimes there isn't even really a reason why. It just seems to fit.
Yeah. Wow. Well, obviously you're a creature of late night, which is which bodes well for a future interview. And I'll give you a call tomorrow if you're going to be around, and we'll chat.
Oh, sure.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. So www.americanantigravity.com, an incredible website. You guys are doing so much to pave the way for, I guess you could say, comprehension of incredible technologies for the average Joe. I'm excited that you're out there and very excited that that Joseph had put us in touch together.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate the time, and I look forward to telling you a little bit more about it when you have a little bit more time.
Let me tell you something, Tim. You have no idea how hungry the people are that I talk with and the listeners out there and all these people that I interact with. Everybody is thinking differently these days. Everyone is looking for something. Everyone's looking for answers. And you guys are providing them. And I think you'll probably have quite a few inquiries about your time as time goes on. But I think that your interview is going to blow people's minds, and I'm very excited about that.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
It almost reminds me of alternative music, I guess, when it swept away mainstream in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is doing the same thing for science.
Oh, yeah. Well said. And a nice analogy. How old are you, Tim?
31. Same age as you.
Well, we're definitely going to have fun. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, Tim Ventura, a forthcoming guest on this program. Amazing. Amazing stuff that he would call into the show. I'm very honored that he would be listening and certainly get a hold of us here. We're going to have him on the show, and it's going to be amazing. I guarantee you that. Let's go to Henry, Connecticut. Henry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to make a couple of comments. One of the comments you said much earlier in the show, you were talking about, like, the government taking care of us or something.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to people, you know, in this country as well. Some people travel overseas. And I don't know, sure, what the politics are of Gore Vidal. I don't think he's a communist or really Marxist type. He sounds like he's just against the Americans of establishment of both parties. But if you talk to people, like there's a guy who even made, I think he runs Trends magazine, who was on Art Bell. Matter of fact, this guy that you just left on before me, I think he was on Art Bell with his website once.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named, I think his name is George Valente or Steve Valente of Trends magazine. And he's been to Europe, and plus some parts of Europe like really socialist, other parts of like socialist, and then some more socialist than others. It seems to me with America especially, we spend more giving $2 billion to Mubarak of Egypt, taking care of Israel, Hillary, and all this illegal, non-European, third world stuff, you know, coming in to do whatever they want into the country, than we ever do. Than the government ever does, even what it's supposed to do for its own people. I mean, you wouldn't even, and I mean like even protecting our borders, for instance. If we had the stuff like what you're saying, Appalachia wouldn't even look the way it is. I mean, much less, you know, I'm not saying even the government should, especially on a federal level, fund and control everything. But when I hear people, and I'm not saying it's personally with you, I think I hear more from other people, not even on this network or on the station, but in the regular commercial AM, occasionally, especially years ago, more so than now, saying like the government's taking care of American people. You talk to people in Europe, you talk to people in Sweden, you talk to some people even, and not necessarily Canada. Canada is more, and England is more crappy. But if you talk to someone to do, it's a joke. I mean, we do more for these, all this stuff with the world, and as a matter of fact, there's also some statistic that came out that out of all the Western countries, I'm talking strictly Western countries, America included, Canada, Australia, and Europe, America has the least days off, let's say, of their work year.
Oh, yeah. But see, that has it. Look,
no, I mean, in the private sector. Now,
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, the government doesn't give you days off, and it doesn't restrict your days off. Well, the point I'm trying to make here is
they work more than
I'm well aware of that, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
What I'm saying to you is this. The purpose of government is to allow us to improve our situation, not to cripple us by binding us. And the perfect example is this. If you've got let's say that you take a bear or something, you find a little baby cub in the woods, you take it home and you feed it with an eyedropper until it gets big, and then you just push it out in the woods. Is that animal going to be able to take care of itself? No.
Well, I just spoke to a woman who did that with a robin, and she told me it did. But
yeah,
she had to wait until it got older.
Look,
but
a robin is completely different than a bear, first of all. Okay.
All right.
Second of all, I mean, obviously she didn't teach that bird to fly. The bird knew. And what I'm saying, though, is that when the government takes people and they funnel them into these corrals, and this would be the corrals of disempowerment, the government becomes basically an abuser, an enabler that allows people to never think they can rise above their situation because there's no appeal to it. A bird that doesn't fly from a cage, even when the cage is open, because it has become conditioned to remain in that cage, and it's fine in the cage because it knows nothing different. That is the problem with America. I'm not saying that the government should or should not help people out. I'm saying it shouldn't handicap people. Okay,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying. But I agree with you about the massive amount of work required here in America by our people, as opposed to, like, I don't know, France, where they get like 6 months a year off or something. I don't know what it is. Obviously,
no, it's not that.
I'm exaggerating to make an offensive statement. But
I wouldn't say quite say France. France may be a little too far over than even Switzerland or Sweden. You know,
immaterial.
There are some of different. But the other thing is this, the paper money system and the influx of all this. See, it seems to be the people, I'm not saying you, but it seems to be especially some much, much older people than you or me that are running all this stuff. They seem to think that this country should just be sent around opening up its borders to other cultures, just work, especially from generation to generation with younger generations, like that stupid comment that Hillary made, yet she's getting $10,000 from the Secret Service paying her mortgage.
Right on.
And Hillary, and her own daughter, Chelsea, told her off and told her to shut up. Stuff like that. Meanwhile, it seems to me, even with the school system, it seems to me that when it comes to stuff for their own people, it's just going to pot. Well, we're supposed to like other cultures that look different than us, and we're supposed to always be open, and we're always supposed to be constantly challenged and constantly struggle. Meanwhile, scientifically and technologically, compared to a lot of some of those European countries, not England now, I'm not talking some of them, but I'm talking about the better ones in Central and Northern Europe.
Focus.
We are really stupid. And I'm talking non-government. I'm not talking about all, like, government control, socialist government scientific stuff. I'm talking non-stuff. I read something just now about some research at Institute of Finland discovered that if you take at least 700 milligrams or more of vitamin C, it actually helps with the cardiovascular system. We don't have anything health here except for some independent stuff like this network that anything, let's say, with the disease control, whether it's government or even something like the AMA, the American Medical Association, which is supposed to be non-government, by the way,
yes,
that promotes anything like that for the benefit of own people.
Well,
it's just for them to, you know.
You're exactly right. And again, here's what we've got. We've got a situation, and when I mentioned about, you know, government assistance and things like that, and I should probably quantify this. Like I said, I've been fired from every radio job I've ever had, okay? So in that regard, I've been unemployed a lot. Now, I remember one time, and it took a lot of swallowing of pride to do this, but I did go down to the unemployment office, and I did apply. And, of course, I was rejected, of course. Now, so in that regard, I've never gotten a handout, and I'm happy with that because I do feel that it would have been sort of a compromise on my personal integrity. Not to say that other people who do that are compromising theirs. Look, whatever. You're led in your own direction. But what I'm saying is that every single element of American society has been compartmentalized into a certain amount of swallowing whatever it is that they're being fed. And these systems have been so ingrained in the American psyche because they have been built up and reinforced to such a depth that the opportunity to think differently is severely limited. And that's why we have these situations where you've got American scientists and physicists and medical practitioners and politicians and just average Joe workers, you know, just the blue collar folks who just get up and go to work every day and put in, you know, 12-hour days, you know, 6 days a week, you know, 300 days a year. So whatever it may be.
Also, the working standards used to be better, too, just standards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But see,
and they still are, too, in some cases. I could tell you right now, up here in Connecticut, the people up here are not as struggling as much as like down in New York.
Well,
most people up here just have an 8-hour job. Some may have a little more, but usually there is a difference. And guess why? New York has one of the most illegal, well, you know what, like L.A. I'll say it there. But we've but you're making a good point. I see what you're saying. But then again, if you paid money for unemployment, now
I know I'm entitled.
I think you should have got it as long as while you look for another job. But let me tell you this. To some extent, there's some truth to that with some stuff with socialism, but I will tell you this. Some of the stuff in Sweden, though, they do have some things, though, where, let's say like a working family, where if somebody is married, or even if they're not married, but they'll say they're still a couple and want to raise a kid, the girl can stay home while
and absolutely. And we've talked about, you know, Venezuela, all the way up through college education is paid for. A lot of
countries
are like
that.
But
that's so you keep the woman home to take care of the kid while the father can go out.
And the beauty of it all, my friend, is that we can all go and live in Sweden or Switzerland or Venezuela or wherever we might like. And that's fine and dandy. It's just for me, I don't know. To me, freedom is it's either all or nothing. Anyway, quick break, folks. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, folks. The conclusion of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it, of course, Frankly Speaking Radio. It's been fast moving, that's for darn sure. A lot of stuff going on. I apologize for the calls we're not going to be able to get into. I hate just leaving people hanging there on the line, but We always have opportunities for open lines as the show progresses, so keep that in mind every night, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Central Time. I wanted to read this. I don't usually read things like this on the air, but I think this one is important, and I think it sort of ties in with what Mike had been talking about there with his phone call. It says, a mouse looked through the crack in the wall to see the farmer and his wife open up a package. The mouse says, what food might this contain, he wondered. He was devastated to discover it was a mouse trap. So retreating to the farmyard, the mouse proclaimed the warning. There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The chicken clucked and scratched, raised her head, and said, Mr. Mouse, I can tell this is a grave concern to you, but it's of no consequence to me. I cannot be bothered by it. So the mouse turned to the pig and told him, there's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. Pig sympathized, and he said, I am so very sorry, Mr. Mouse. There's nothing I can do about it, but pray. Be assured you're in my prayers. The mouse turned to the cow and said, there's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The cow said, wow, Mr. Mouse, sorry for you, but it's no skin off my nose. So the mouse returned to the house, head down, dejected, to face the farmer's mouse trap all alone. That very night, a sound was heard throughout the house, like the sound of a mouse trap catching its prey. The farmer's wife rushed to see what was caught. In the darkness she did not see, it was a venomous snake whose tail the trap had caught. The snake bit the farmer's wife. The farmer rushed her to the hospital, and then she returned home with a fever. Everybody knows that you treat a fever with fresh chicken soup, so the farmer took his hatchet to the farmyard for the soup's main ingredient. But his wife's sickness continued, so friends and neighbors came to sit with her around the clock to feed them. The farmer, of course, butchered the pig. The farmer's wife still did not get well. She died. Many, many people came from all over for the funeral. The farmer slaughtered the cow to provide enough meat for all of them. The mouse looked upon it, all from his crack in the wall, with great sadness. And then, now we get to the moral of the story. It says, so the next time you hear someone is facing a problem and think it does not concern you, remember, when one of us is threatened, we are all at risk. We are all involved in this journey called life. We must keep an eye out for one another and make an extra effort to encourage one another. Remember, each of us is a vital thread in another person's tapestry. Our lives are woven together for a reason. One of the best things to hold on to in this world is a friend. I think that's very, very important. Everything, my friends, is interconnected. And it may not seem it at the time, and it may not make sense. And like I said, a lot of the things you hear on the show, maybe they don't resonate with you, per se. That doesn't mean anything. It just means that maybe that day, that bit of information is not specifically for you. But somebody somewhere is getting something they need, and that's what I hope for every night with this program. Wherever it is that the show may go, whatever direction it goes, whoever calls in, whatever the content that's discussed, I just hope that that you do get something out of it, that it does move you, that it does change maybe the way you see things. Maybe it changes the way that you see yourself. And I've said this many, many times as well. There are days when you will like me. There are days when you will hate me. If you do not hate me today, there's always tomorrow. But I am the sum of my experiences, and my experiences are few compared with many, many people out there. And that's why this is our show. That's why we interact. That's why we take this walk together every night for 4 hours. And I welcome you back to join us tomorrow evening, which technically is later today, I guess. 20 hours from now, we'll be back with another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Until then, folks, have yourselves a spectacular day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass.